Yo, check it out.
A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be an outcast.
Third culture kids, where the concept of the dukkan is the corner shop or the tea shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You're tuned into the dukkan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
Welcome to your tribe.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are live from 25 Hour Hotel. Hamad Akkawi, Ammo Oti, Antareem. And
hello.
Today we have a guest that has been our comrade, our friend, our bestie for the past…
8 years? 7 years?
Give or take.
Give me a second.
7 years.
7 years.
7 years.
I understand when everything started going downhill. Yeah, seven years. Sunny!
Hi.
One
Welcome.
Of my favorite people
my
in Dubai
sunshine.
And one of the strongest PR people in Dubai. For those of you who don't know, PR is public relations.
Yes, it's
He's
also
like
called…
He's like your favorite influencer's favorite influencer.
Yes.
It's also just being
He's
a
like
professional
He's like your favorite influencer's non-influential influencer, but influential.
I was so confused by that.
I don't get it.
No idea.
I'm not here.
Coin it, Hussein. Hussein, no. Coin it. But I can't say it again, huh? Because I…
He doesn't
There's
know
no
what
way.
He says.
Coin There's no way.
No.
But we are honored to have you here, sir, nonetheless. It has been… It's great. So, do you know why you're here?
Yeah, sort of. I'm here to speak about things.
Yes.
Wallah, well, I don't even know why. But we come up with crazy content.
Yeah.
Spearheaded by Reem.
Yes, okay. Usually. So, no, what I wanted to ask Sunny or to talk to Sunny about… Sunny is one of the few people that I know in my life that actually… I think you do what you love in different parts of your life. So with it, whether it's fashion, whether it's food, whether it's work, I always see you finding your path to what you love.
100%.
And to also add, Sunny is one of the people that I know that is in love with PR. Because I know a lot of people that work in PR, but some of them barely stand it or like they do it. But you love the lifestyle, everything behind.
So look, I can be the devil's advocate here. There's two things about PR. You either really love doing it and you're good at it, or you hate it, but you do it because you don't have another choice.
Fact.
And there's a lot of people that fall into that. You know, I think people fall into the glitz and glamour of it sometimes. And yes, there is the glitz and glamour to it.
Lots.
We all love it. but there's actually hard work behind it. You know, my mom and dad always messages me like, your Instagram looks like you don't work. You don't do anything at all. It's
honestly,
as if you don't do
woman
anything.
Woman is a lying.
No, but no. Like, yeah, but then
you
that's…
You make it look easy.
You make it look easy.
You
but
make
then
it look easy.
We are obviously not going to be putting us running around in offices, going to 100 meetings and doing things onto Instagram. You know?
Because it's not interesting.
And it's also
no
not
cares.
Chic and not PR.
It's
yes.
not
but,
chic.
Trust me, I've seen Sunny not chic.
No, but I want to…
It's not
I wanna,
very chicable at all.
I'm going to say it here. Like, it is hard work.
Yeah.
But if you love doing it, it makes it much easier.
And so how is it, Sunny, that you… Where did you find this commitment to just honoring yourself all the time?
Not just commitment. Where on earth did you find the patience? Because PR needs patience, ladies and gentlemen.
Beyond PR.
An
I don't have patience.
That needs,
that's
maybe that's why he's great at it.
Yeah.
For any new PR executive listening to this, screw the patience.
I don't have patience.
Cancel patience.
It's… People think I have patience. Trust me, I don't. Like, I have very short fuse. I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm also extremely emotional. But I guess that's because I love what I do.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't really care about what I did, I probably 100%. Would not give…
Like, the passion comes through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the whole PR concept, just FYI, I really started to get obsessed with working in PR because of Samantha Jones from Sex and the City.
I knew it. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You knew it?
Yeah. Sunny
okay.
is…
Of course he knew it. Hit the…
No. This isn't worth that. No, there isn't much to it. Sunny is just one of the biggest Sex and the City fans I've ever met.
Okay, but can you walk us through the character? Like… I don't know anything about
She is
You
Samantha
haven't watched
Jones.
Sex in the City, OT?
No,
you're missing out on
That's
life.
The first problem.
Really?
I've watched Sex in the City.
So
and
I
two.
Need to get on
There's
it.
Sex in the City 2, yeah?
There's Sex in the City. There's Sex in the City 1. There's Sex in the City 2. And now there is And Just Like That, the first season.
Which,
And a new season's coming out. And a collaboration, potential fashion collaboration, just came onto Instagram. And the whole world's going crazy
like
about it.
Like this morning, right?
This morning.
Yeah.
This morning. So I won't say it, but Sarah Jessica Parker was wearing a pair of shoes that has yet to be announced.
Yeah.
And I am going absolutely crazy about it.
Sunny's
and
using
that's why
every
I love
contact he has.
No, but listen, this is the perfect example of good PR.
I have a question.
No one's even talked about it. No one's done anything. And now we're actually all talking about it.
Boom.
I have a question.
Please go right
ahead. So there's Sex in the City, then Sex in the City 1 and 2. So it's not Sex in the City 1, Sex in the City 2, Sex in the City
3. No, those are movies. So
what's
there's
the usual, what's the Sex in the City without the new
I thought you watched them.
I watched Sex in the City.
No, which one?
I didn't do a marathon. I watched one. I didn't know that that was Sex in the City. Then there's Sex in the City 1 and Sex in the City 2.
You probably watched the TV shows.
The TV shows.
The originals.
Where she's like sitting and typing.
And that's actually the best ones.
Yeah. Okay, so in that she works
Samantha
in PR?
Jones is a PR goddess, guru.
Okay.
Absolute perfection.
Okay, so that's a and that that was your inspiration.
And Sunny spirit animal.
Yeah. No, honestly, that was like when I'm like, oh my God, I want to work in PR. This is so chic. I was what, 16? I was in high school.
Again, this is what I'm saying is Sunny commits to the things he wants and he guns for them. I've just seen you do this thing where you lock in like it's like in your crosshairs.
And it's a 360 campaign.
You know, and everything that happens along the way, if you don't align with Sunny's goal, get out of the way.
Oh, 100%.
There is no. And I admire that about you.
I've seen the dark sides of Sunny's passions. It's right. You do not want to mess with him.
But okay, but so I just want to say PR in this town has actually somewhat like let's get it on the table. Like it has a bit of a bad rep. Not everyone knows how to do great PR. Some people don't even know what PR is. Like for some brands, they think it's just calling influencer friends.
Yeah.
What is great what is great PR in Dubai or in the UAE?
I think there's a lot of people who are great PR in the UAE. Like honestly, I was very lucky to learn from some of the best as know. So just, I don't know if you guys know this.
You can name call people on the show. It's fine.
Yeah. No, like I moved to Dubai and I was working at Renaissance DXB. That's where we first
met. That's when we
met.
And that was a ship that sank for me, you know. And I left that job and then I moved to Faux Consultancy. Boot camp. Literally my boot camp into PR. You know what I mean? Like taught me everything sort of thing. And still respect them. I think that they're amazing. I think a lot of the original agencies and original people in Dubai sort of have a really good grasp of PR.
Yeah. And what makes great PR? Exactly. Is it who you know? Or is it that kind of event that you pull off? Like, what is it that makes it great?
I think it's a mix of everything. I think it's who you know. It's what you can do. But the most important thing about PR is actually connections and having a real connection with people. And I think that that's the most important thing. Like I consider a lot of my colleagues, my friends.
Yeah. I mean, we are, I would say we started working together, but then we've become friends
like,
over the past 7 years.
Even my colleagues, like in the industry, I consider them my friends.
Right.
You know, I don't consider them competitors. I want to work with them. I kind of want to bring people together. And that's what I've been able to do at this hotel. Like, I think My Dubai career has come full circle into this moment I'm in now. But now, obviously, like, you know, I want to continue to find new ways to make that even better.
You're always going into new adventures, Sunny, I think.
Constantly.
But, and one of the things that a lot of people don't know, Sunny is the third culture kid. You are, like, what's your background?
I am Indian, third generation, born in Bangkok. Raised in Bangkok up until I was 13. Then I moved to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yep. Was there for high school, graduated from high school in Vietnam. Then I moved to Australia.
Then I was in.
You moved to Australia?
That's what I'm saying. People don't know.
I was 18. And
that's why you love Lebanese people.
What?
Wait, what is that?
There's 11 million of us
it's
in Australia.
Literally, yeah. Really? And I was in Melbourne, very, very Lebanese.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I moved there to study PR and communications, actually. Bravo. Yeah. And then I moved back to Vietnam. And then I moved to Switzerland.
See, he makes it sound like we're waiting to get to Dubai. This is what I'm talking about. You are so well traveled.
We still didn't get to Dubai.
So no, after Switzerland.
After Switzerland, I went to W Doha to do my first internship in hotels.
So you were in Qatar before?
I was in Qatar and I stayed for almost 2 years. Love it there. Amazing people, amazing friends. I still have some of my best friends there.
Wonderful. And then you came here.
No, then I moved back to Bangkok
for
2 years.
This is what I'm talking about.
And then I came. I'm old.
I was just going to say, Sunny, so this story, you're going to go like, man, this guy's like 45 years old.
No, I'm 35. I just don't look it at all.
And and the truth is that you live, like you say yes to opportunities.
Oh, 100%. You go, you know. Yeah. I think nowadays it's a little less.
Why?
You know, I think as you grow older. Yeah. No, not settle. Like as you grow older, you kind of want to think about long-term career.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So like I'm at 25 hours now. We're a part of Ennismore. Like, you know, I've been here for almost 2 years and I don't see myself sort of like going anywhere else. You know, yeah. Where in any, if it was me 10 years ago, I'd be like, okay, I'm bored. What's next?
You hear that, 25 hours? Man is committed.
So what is it about, so what is it about your life that you found, because you're so well-traveled, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you have trouble putting roots down?
No.
So what do you call home?
Right.
Or how do you call
you
something
home? You know what's,
home?
For the weird thing, I've always considered Vietnam home. Mm-hmm. You know, I was there for high school, I think. Like middle school and elementary school, you don't really remember much about it, right?
Yeah.
There, yeah.
Like you remember some of it. You know, there's a My Little Pony party here and yeah, there, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I never. What's on? Sorry, one second. What's you know, My Little Pony?
My Little Pony are these little ponies that were dolls, and they also had a cartoon.
Yeah.
And every girl wanted a My Little Pony party.
Yeah.
And so you had birthday parties that were based on My Little Pony. They had different color.
I'm not a girl and I didn't want one. I just enjoyed them.
No, you just went to them, I'm
assuming. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I watched
Paramount. Aren't there like collectibles now? Like
yeah.
They are collectibles.
Bro, everything is. Bro, I wish I had half of the stuff I had when I was a kid.
I've thrown out thousands of dollars.
I still have my Furbies.
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
You can resell that to
kids
now. I had
four.
What?
And I'm obsessed with them. So when I went back to Bangkok this time, I still had everything. My mom didn't throw anything.
God bless your mom, yeah, man.
Look, I mean, I hear those sell. If you want to ever sell them, like hold on to them till like you're dead broke. Life is not going well. That's your backup plan.
He's never going to need it.
Yeah, but you know what? What an interesting story where, you know what, bro?
I also don't think I'll ever sell any of my stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Like I have sneakers. I have stuff that I know I could sell tomorrow and go on a really lavish trip to Paris or Greece. But like, if I can't afford that anyways, I shouldn't be going.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
I like that perspective.
You know? So like, I'm not going to sell something just to get something. No.
Yeah.
If you deserve to go there and you deserve to have something, you're working hard for it and that's what you should get for yourself.
So like, sneaker collections and Furby collections.
Yeah, piece of advice. If you're going to hit rock bottom,
Sunny is not going to hit rock bottom. That's what I know. That's what
Sunny
I know.
Won. Sunny
He's always on the up and up. That's what I know.
No, yeah, for sure. But like, look, I think Dubai is one of those places that's very transient. And I think the 8 years I've been here, I still have friends I made 8 years ago. But then there's also been so many people that have left from your life, which sometimes is really difficult.
Yes.
And I think all of us, I don't know if you guys feel this way, but like you're always like, oh, I'm only going to be here another year. I'm leaving.
I don't have that issue at all.
Okay, so, but
but I've been here for 29 years. So
I always think about going home.
Right.
You know, like I just got back from Bangkok. 3 weeks ago, I was there for 3 weeks and I got really comfortable.
Right. Mm.
You know, food's good.
Your mom's there.
Ask me what number four is in Thai.
Here we go.
What's number four in Thai? Oh,
no. Bam.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
No.
Number four is C.
And what's bam?
That makes absolutely
Can
no sense.
Can you count from 1 to 10 for me real quick?
No, song sam C. Ha, hook, jet, bad, cow sip.
Ha, ha, wait. Before the cow sip, what is it?
Bad.
Ha, ha, see? It's
That's
a 7.
Eight. No,
eight. It's eight.
Okay, 4 times 2 is what? Bam. So
I don't even know. This is the reason why
I'm not even
going to
ask about what cow sip is, but it's all good.
This
cow,
is why.
You're such a weirdo.
Thailand, all of you, I'm so sorry. We're cultural consultants, my guy. What are we doing?
It doesn't mean we know how to speak Thai.
It's actually really, you know what?
Thank you, Sunny. I was going to give you a compliment.
It's actually really hard. Uh-huh. And like,
and
guys,
I say it so greatly.
I'm Thai. I don't know how to read or write it. I don't know how to read. No, honestly, like if I was driving in the, like, you know, somewhere, let's say that they don't have English signs or something. Not that I don't know how to drive. Not that I know how to drive. I mean, like, I don't know how to do that either. But
don't need it. But continue.
Can't read or write Thai. Like my first language is English.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you find that weird that you?
I do.
Right? Yeah. So the place that you call home, you can't really read the signs or…
But you know, it's like… Well, we don't have that same issue. But like even when I go to Lebanon, I'm sure you probably have it when you go to Sudan or we don't have the same dialect sometimes.
Yes. So
they call you out. Yeah.
They call you out directly.
Like your accent is…
I don't think I can actually work in PR in Thailand.
No, because you can't read.
It's the thing is that obviously here…
How are you going to send out invites?
Like, no, it's not just about invites. But like… news, media, sometimes they expect it in Thai only. I would actually have no idea.
Yeah, right. It would be tough.
It would be really difficult.
Well, as cultural consultants, we have, what's it called, people that can translate. So let us know, Sunny.
They're not…
You're not
apparently,
a
with Reem, we need to know all languages.
No, we don't. I just… I just knew that moment because it, somewhere hidden in our Thai like archive is Akawi learning how to count.
We have it. We showed it.
Oh, we did. We
I really want to see that, yeah, by the way.
You should.
You don't follow my page?
No.
I do follow your Instagram.
Then you should have seen the bam. Sorry. Not right now, Sunny. We're recording.
I follow your Instagram. Okay.
Sunny, question.
Okay.
Ask away.
Being in PR in the city for how many years now?
8.
Okay. Tell us your worst PR story.
Yes,
God.
Please, please, please. The worst, Sunny.
I don't have any worst PR stories. Oh, look, love. I've had disasters that have…
Sorry, disasters are not worth… Give me the disaster.
You're throwing an event and your venue is gone, for example. You know?
Give me something juicier, Sunny.
I'm not going to give you…
Something like, you know, one of the key celebrities went to the bathroom and like… herself and couldn't come out because there was this thing like, give me something juicy, son. Give me something that doesn't want to go like…
Because the shut-off was broken.
You know,
yes, because the shut-off was broken.
I think this is going to really disappoint you, but in PR, we really don't kiss and tell.
This episode's over.
Wow.
You can ask me anything, but I think…
But you're not allowed to tell us.
No, it's not about that. We don't want to bring people down. Like, yeah. I've had really bad experiences. There have been people who've annoyed the hell out of me. And I probably annoyed them as well and vice versa. But then
okay,
at
let's
the end of the day, we also
opposite.
Work today.
What's like your favorite moment of all time?
Man, he just said he can't kiss him.
No. He can't give you the bad news. But what if
I think my favorite moment was probably when we did the 25 hours of love night with factory people.
Okay. Oh, can we good. Just say that evening was…
It was amazing.
It was fantastic.
The one where there was downstairs
and
upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs.
Yeah.
So that was
pretty dope.
Yeah, like the whole thing of that, the planning, the guest list, working the door. I was at the door. Anybody who didn't get in, I'm really sorry.
No, I'm not.
Because if you weren't invited, you shouldn't have come anyways.
Wow.
But no, I'm joking.
Here we go.
Love you guys. No, everything about that was amazing. I think from a marketing and PR standpoint, like… You know, PR is all about partnerships.
Yeah.
It's all about working together with people. And this is something that we did with Ennismore, 25 hours, factory people. And we all kind of came together to create this something that was actually quite a phenomenon at that time.
Like, it was.
It was a big hit.
So can we, for people who didn't, who didn't get invited.
And I'm really sorry about that. We're doing one more soon, hopefully.
Don't need to make promises. It's fine. It's fine. But they
didn't make it. You didn't make the cut.
So here's the thing. The whole hotel was locked off and every single floor, there was something happening that was so memorable. So whether it was when you entered downstairs into the courtyard, there were dancers, you'd made it into like a disco, like a retro disco.
Yeah.
And then
it was a very immersive experience.
Yeah, and from the top floor, which you can see through the hotel, the ground lit up so you could see musical squares. It was such a great experience.
The gym was
turned into a club area.
Yes.
And it was something that when I realized, I looked around and there were people who we had not seen pre-pandemic come out of the woodwork just to be at this event.
And it was my birthday.
It was.
And it was at Kawi's birthday. And we looked great. I remember the picture from that day. I love the pictures of us.
But the brief was clear. Sunny said the brief was fabulous.
Yeah.
By the way, that's Sunny's brief everywhere.
Yeah. It's true.
It is. So,
like Sunny comes to me a week before, what are you wearing? I'm like… I don't know.
Can I explain? I'm gonna share a little. It's not a Sunny secret. So before Sunny goes on a trip, he sets out all his outfits like in a, what is it called? In one of them grids.
Yeah, for like, sure.
Sunny knows exactly what he's wearing every hour of
every day
of his vacation.
Yes.
And he sets it up 2 weeks before.
Yes.
2 weeks before?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I'll go shopping if I need to add anything to it.
What is that grid that you, like the starter packs? What are
Excel?
Those grids? No, there's a grid on Instagram.
It's not really a grid. Like what I do is I just put the shirt, I'll put the shorts or the jeans, I'll put the shirt, and then I'll take a picture so I know like that's my fit.
Do you see what I mean? So every day of the week at morning and evening, Sunny has a running order of what he's going to be wearing.
But also it's very easy because when I go on trips, I know this is going to sound like I'm not like… spontaneous. I can be, but I like to know where I'm going to eat, where I'm going to chill. So I'm a big fan of Mykonos. I like to book all the restaurants and all the beaches.
Yeah, but that's
that
because if you don't,
to.
You're not going to find the booking.
You can get there.
But even when I go to, for example, when I go to Madrid or something like that, I like to have my lunch and my dinner spots pretty found.
Okay, I have
and
a question.
Solidified.
So 2 weeks before your trip, you do the whole grid.
Yes.
You select the outfits. Do you pack?
Yes. I start packing.
1 week in, you want to wear a certain short that you really like, but it's already packed. Do you unpack or do you switch the whole intention of the outfit over a day sunny?
It's already been steamed, ready, and that is not going to be worn. That is going on this trip.
But he's like, how much clothes do you have?
I don't have a lot. So like a lot of times when I go on trips, I like to get something new. So guys, like, look, I love my designer stuff, yes?
Yeah.
I don't spend a lot of money on designer clothes. I like designer shoes, designer bags, designer accessories.
So he does non-designer underwear. What's left, Habibi Sunny?
No, I just mean like, you know, for clothes and stuff like that. I'm very into very basic stuff. So like Uniqlo and stuff.
Giordano.
No, that's a little bit too much. You know, like, okay.
That's a bit.
But like, I know what I'm packing. Giordano. When you're packing something that you're going to wear on holiday, you know you're not going to need it here. Also, I try not to go out for 2 weeks before. I'm usually on a diet when I'm going on holiday.
I mean,
the dedication and discipline.
This is what I'm talking about.
Sunny on vacation.
When Sunny has something in his crosshairs, nothing in the universe can move you.
I will
from
never
that.
Forget. Like, please don't judge me on this. Okay, if Ola hears this as a trainer, he's gonna kill me. But like my first time, I was going to Mykonos. I was on the Kate Moss diet. You know, I was smoking cigarettes and drinking Diet Coke all day, and I didn't eat solid food for 3 weeks.
Mr. Fitzpatrick. This is your client.
I don't understand what kind of diet that was.
It's literally not eating and you get full by smoking cigarettes and dying.
Why don't you do that diet from Monica from Friends when she just ate one grape a day?
It's kind of like that. But he doesn't like grapes.
No, and cigarettes and Diet Coke just looks way cooler.
He wants to be this.
Have you ever seen someone sit down and peel a grape?
No.
That's cool as
hell. Really?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, I do take my holidays seriously. I take my outfits seriously.
Well, yeah. I'm not even close to that. I'm like, okay, when are we flying? We need to be in the airport at 2 a.m. 11 p.m. I'll be packing.
Oh, no. I like to be at the airport 3 hours early.
This is what I'm talking about.
Again, why?
Such an honor.
So I like to go to the airport, maybe look around at duty free.
You know.
I don't want any issues at
customs or immigration.
Yeah. You know, you just want to make sure you're early in case you need to fix anything, you can. And then when you're inside, you can have a glass of wine, or if it's breakfast, you can have a mimosa.
No. Nothing gets in the way of Sunny, and the vacation begins from the moment he turns the
key. Oh my God, 100%. Like the minute you get on the plane, like you best believe I'm going to have a glass of wine in my hand.
So what do you do for self-care? Because your life is so
full. It sounds like it is self-care
so
already.
What do you do to care for yourself on a regular non-vacation
day? Just said travel.
No, like I like to go to the gym.
Okay.
That's a really, that's for me, especially like classes like spinning or like group classes with really loud music and it's super dark. You kind of just like escape yourself.
Yeah.
So that's something I really like. I love BO18 too in Lebanon, but that's definitely not. Well, that's a workout too. You lose a lot of calories.
100%.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yes, let's keep it moving before. Yeah. Let's keep this moving.
So working out's really good. I love like self-care. So I like skincare. Like honestly, I can spend hours just, you know, like researching skincare, trying it on. Like, I'll go to Sephora for 3 hours and I'll be happy.
Well, Anna, Sunday Riley sent me something that I still don't know how to use.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Which one?
I'll send you.
Sunday Riley.
So,
okay. Sunny, tell him.
Let's give a shout out to Tamara. We love you.
Tamara Jabi, we love you.
Okay. Sunday Riley is a skincare brand.
Okay. Yeah.
They're really good. And I really want, what did they send you? Is it like a small bottle? Is it a round thing?
They sent me two things.
Okay, what?
One is a small one, I think, is the serum.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And with the mask that you put before you sleep.
Okay, so that's a Luna sleep oil.
That's Luna sleep oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then did they send you eye cream as well?
No, Luna. They didn't send me eye cream.
Okay.
Sleep oil, like night sleep oil.
So they sent me something where I should… Luna Arbi Itrim.
It's Luna means like for the evening because it's like moon.
Moon.
No, I didn't get anything with the Luna on it.
Okay.
I got something where I need to use to wash my face.
Okay. So you face wash. Very simple. Yay.
Facial.
Use
something to wash my face. It's called face wash.
I
didn't know anything. It's an exfoliation cream.
It's the same thing.
And then something else is to keep on my skin. And if I go out and out in the outdoors, I need to put sun cream.
Sunblock.
Yeah, you do.
So they gave you sunblock and a face wash?
No, they didn't give me sunblock. They said, if I'm going to use the other thing, I'll put also sunblock if I have sensitive skin.
Okay,
which
whatever
I don't think
it
I
is.
Do,
send me a picture and I'll let you know what to do with that.
So there's a process and like ifs and don'ts and…
Yeah.
Oh my God, 100%.
You think skincare is just throwing
water. You know, like,
water.
For example, if you're wearing some kind of acid that could be really strong for your skin and you go straight into the sun, like that could be so damaging.
Very damaging, Oti.
Yeah.
OT just washes. I just want to say OT washes his face with the same bar of soap he washes his body with.
That and OT wants his skincare. It's cold.
Listen, how old are you?
34.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Wait, I don't get it. What's
he
the
saw that
age?
We age differently.
Yeah, they age differently.
I'm 35 and I've pretty much like, yeah, I don't look like that. But Mashallah. Actually, I do.
Mashallah. You do.
I just paid for it.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm happy that you got skincare. So does that make you feel influential? Like, did you post about it on Instagram? I want to know.
Are
like,
you,
did
are
you
finally
did
influential?
You do an,
no, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it
But
tonight.
Did you do an unboxing?
No, not yet.
Okay. Oh, are you supposed to do an unboxing?
Of course.
That's the thing that I sometimes find really weird, guys. Listen, like I have a lot of friends that obviously my colleagues, my friends, my family sometimes that all work in PR.
Yes.
You know, we always want to support each other. Like we always send each other stuff. Like, and it's not like out of anything, it's out of love. But for me, I'm like, do I have to do an unboxing?
So no,
let me tell you one thing. Why I won't do it is when I'm doing it. I actually think that I look stupid.
I mean, if it's not your natural state of Instagram.
If you're an awkward kind of person.
Yeah, you know.
But no, I put it because I really believe that as men, we should take better care of our skin.
100%.
Can we have this conversation, please? Because I would like to understand, first of all, what do you do right now? And what would you like?
I wash my face with cold water.
But
I'll tell you why.
Sunny just fainted.
No, but no, let me explain.
Sunny's offended.
I want to hear it.
And I'm talking about maybe this also goes for other men as well. Like even for me, it's still hard to have a skincare routine before I sleep. You know what I mean?
Why?
I forget.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's
okay.
Not in the
Fair
top
enough.
Of my head. You know? And I've been to, like, dermatologists before and they told me use this, use that. Mm-hmm. Like, but I just forget to use it.
Can't you habit stack it with brushing your teeth?
Well, not good.
Look, no, I think at the same time. You don't have to do it, like, exactly simultaneously.
It's just never. But I know it's very important, especially when we live in this side where we're always out and there's sun and there's sweat. And because we train a lot, that's also. So I understand. Like, I understand how important it is. Have I tried it and got into a skincare routine yet? No, because I just sometimes forget. Like, I get back home, I'm like, I'm just going to pass out. Like,
yeah.
The skin has been here for 31 years. Like, it can survive one more.
You will change that. You have to.
You have to.
The thing is that it needs to become something that you force yourself to do. And then one day, it's just going to become habit.
But Sunny, I feel now with the advancement in Botox, we don't need skincare.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Of course, you still do, don't
no,
you?
No, like, look. Botox is great. I love it. It freezes you. It makes you look young. But at the end of the day, like, it's not taking care of your skin.
You know, the three of us should go do Botox and get on a show and see how we talk.
Nope.
No.
Wait,
but honestly,
what?
If you were to do it, I would recommend to do it with a manicure and then champagne afterwards. With the
of course.
Three
so here's the
do.
Thing.
Of course.
No, Akawi is extremely well-groomed. He loves, like, he always
no,
gets
I,
his,
I saw. By the way, I saw manicured. Him at the I saw him at the salon upstairs getting his nails done.
You know, Akawi's always manicured, always, you know.
I really
so that's why I'm
manicure,
surprised
grooming.
About
it's
your
skincare.
I'm surprised about that because
one,
you're
I think
always...
because I have to do it myself. And two, it's because it's at the end of the day.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm just
But the
done.
End of the day is the most important. So the thing is that when you're doing it at night.
It's like brushing your teeth.
It is like brushing your teeth. And also it sort of gets away all, it gets rid of your day. Like honestly, like going to sleep with oily skin, I think it's so gross. It screws with your pillow. It's not nice.
All
like,
the negative things people say about you get stuck in your pores.
Oh
and
my
what
God,
you
100%.
Need to do
let's cleanse
wash.
It.
Wait.
And you know, just to say one thing.
Please re-explain us.
Say that again.
Energy is everywhere. You didn't know? And energy is everywhere.
Where's your skin chakra?
And your skin chakra is, it's actually the largest something organ of your body. The skin is the largest organ on your body.
It is.
And, can you repeat what you said?
And as you go through the day and you interact with the jagged hazard negative emotions that people have in the world about you, it gets stuck inside your pores.
So most of my blackheads are because of rheum.
Yeah, I don't think negative things about you often. But when I do, they're rough. So yes, some of those are mine. I do claim that real estate. Oh, yeah. And when you wash your face in the evening, right? It washes away all the gunk of people.
Oh my God, 100%.
Skincare.
And that's how you remain young forever. Look at OT. Look at OT. OT is 9,000 years old. Look at him.
Mashallah.
Look at him. He washes his face with a bar of soap at night, goes to bed, doesn't think of
yeah,
a single
thing.
Yeah,
but that's what our ancestors did. Look how long they lived.
You know?
Think they had the... exfoliation cream? No.
They did. So, they just used sand.
We're Arabs. We're rubbing sand on our face.
They use sand.
Apparently, it's like a whole mud situation. You know,
yeah.
Keep up.
Yeah, listen. All I know is that if I could imagine you loving an evening routine, I could imagine that.
Yeah, well, I tried mud masks.
Let's go shopping. Let's go to Sephora.
I feel some content coming on.
So, you know,
yes, please film
it. You know, one thing I want to go back to.
Tell them me and Sunny are coming. Call Sephora. Tell them me and Sunny are coming.
I got you.
So you better give me a good ass routine, huh?
Yes, for sure.
Thank you.
You said something about men and skincare.
Yes.
Yeah. I really do think that a lot of men look into skincare as something that's very feminine and they don't look into it.
No,
we
don't. There are a lot of people.
I think the majority see it that way, but I think now it's just, it's part of like having a good, healthy hygiene.
Yes.
But also you're seeing it being very normalized in a lot of TV shows and movies where like the guy is doing masks with his girlfriend, you know, even if it's in comedy or it's in something. So it's not becoming that, oh my God, it's so feminine. No, like.
No, it's not.
Have you ever put a mud mask on?
No, but I mean,
yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
I think this is very, very, like, it's a very small number, but I do think that there's still this thing, like, you know, in back home, in many places, some people still think like this. So I think we're all like, here to advocate. Don't.
It's part of life.
Skincare. Like, listen, cocoa butter cream for that goes everywhere. That shit keeps my body moisturized. I'm here
oh my God, I use Bum Bum cream from Brazil.
Reem was talking about that earlier today.
Do you use Bum Bum cream?
Everywhere.
I love Bum Bum
cream. Every crevasse.
I don't use Bum Bum cream, but I love Bum Bum cream.
Anyway.
Smells so nice.
Guys, let's keep this moving.
It's so good.
I see what you did there, Kawi.
Smells so nice.
So, to that point, now that it's got real awkward,
but also, what's his face? Lathe Matthews, he's got Rockpool.
So, Rockpool is
Rockpool.com, which is like a man's skin care brand. Like it's an e-commerce site.
Okay. It's a department store
and
for
men's skincare. He's given me a few samples. Like he's got like face serums and different things that are really cool.
Oh, wow. Is it based here?
Yeah, it's based out of here.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's lovely.
So all this time you've been using these samples, you don't have to just say it's a bar of soap?
I don't believe that you use a bar of soap to wash your face.
Down under.
To wash my face, it's the same bar of soap. And I've tested out the serum, but it's like eye drops. And then I just put like, the only thing I actually do use constantly all year round is just like body lotion.
So just a question, if there was a service that you guys could WhatsApp and like they would give you advice on your skin, would you guys use it?
No.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm asking.
That's why we have female friends.
That's why you have friends.
Fair, so, I'm just asking. No, I'm just asking.
Not everything is a business opportunity.
It's not. I'm just curious to see whether it would be something you guys would use.
She just wants to monetize.
I think that's really smart though.
Thank you.
Would you?
I personally wouldn't use it because...
You have your first customer.
No, Sunny's very well researched.
I'm really good. Maybe I can be the one who answers them for you.
I was about to say like... The right way about it is I would text Reem first, and if I'm not happy with the answer, then I'll reach out to Sunny.
No, I must say, you're right. I'd ask Reem advice about anything besides food and certain stuff, but yeah, skincare would be.
Food?
What? Uh-huh. We have very different palates.
We don't have a different palate. She just has a bad one.
I'll send you
That's
a clip.
The difference.
I'll send you a clip. We've discussed this on the show.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
We've already covered it.
We've covered it on the show.
Okay. And she still says no, but she's a bad palate.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Bad palate.
You don't know genius when it's like staring you in the face. Anyway, so to this point, I think the one thing I do know, Sunny, is that whenever you enter the room, you bring light with you.
His name is Sunny.
There's never been a person I've met who's more aptly named than Sunny.
Thank you.
Well, I had a guy in Red Bull called Happy, and then his family name was Duddee.
Happy Duty.
That's so weird. Isn't that duty?
Yeah,
it's not a duty.
It is.
How do you say? Wait,
D-U-double-D-E.
Yeah, duty.
Duty. It's not double. D-U-double-D-E. So it's happy dude.
And anyways,
is he? Where is he from?
India.
Okay, cool. Wow. No, just asking. I'm Indian too.
Anyway. No, and I just want to say, in case it never gets said, I appreciate the light that you've brought to our lives.
Thank you so much.
You are a ball of sunshine. Genuine.
Thank you so much. I try to be. I know I can be very difficult sometimes.
Never.
But
not with me.
Also, what I say all the time very behind difficult. Your back is that Sunny's my favorite diva.
You are the one.
Like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I just don't have a world tour coming up.
If you get engaged, would you be Beyonce?
What did you say?
If Sunny gets engaged, he'd be fiancé.
Can you imagine? Akawi doesn't get it. Akawi doesn't get it.
It took a minute.
I found that really funny. No. Don't act like it wasn't the greatest joke that's happened.
The greatest joke.
Anyways.
Okay, and more important things.
Okay, Sunny, before we get into the Shataf report, I need to tell you what the Shataf report is.
Okay.
So the Shataf report, Reem has commissioned her booty for as public service.
As
to
a
go
public
to
service.
Bathrooms all around the city and find the best and or disclose the worst bathroom experience
in Dubai.
I actually
think that that's the greatest thing because I do the same thing for
myself.
Hence
why it's on the show. Sunny, there are five areas that we check out. It is how the bathroom is and how the shataf is.
Okay.
All right.
The construction.
Then the construction. Then
the cleanliness.
You know.
Then the pressure of the shataf.
Okay.
Then the temperature.
Yes.
Then.
The temperature, the two-ply of the tissue.
Okay.
Yes.
And that fifth is location, getting there.
Yeah, okay. The experience getting there.
But why would you actually try to get there? Don't you just go there because it's close?
Because the best bathrooms, this is from the second episode of the Shataf Report, because the best bathrooms, as we know, are in the Dubai Mall.
Of course.
Right? Where, Sunny, in Dubai Mall?
Fashion Avenue.
That's what I said.
The luxury area, the new area.
That's what I said. So and when I told the guys, they're like, oh, you've got to go all the way there.
Not really.
That's because that's where you live in the mall.
If you're taking a Kareem, do not put Dubai Mall. Put Miu Miu, the store, and they'll drop you right there in Fashion Avenue.
Don't say we
bathroom
don't help you guys.
Hacks.
That's a throwback to episode
that
2.
That is a bathroom hack.
You know, Reem, I think inshallah in like another 5 years, you'll find the Shataf report selections on Google Maps, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Now, whenever you're ready, 1, 2, 3, OT, hit it.
It's
the Shataf Report.
So, Akawi and I were at Middlesex University in Knowledge Village and...
Tell them what we were doing there. Tell them how we inspired the youth.
Akawi was inspiring the youth. He had given a presentation. He was showing the Dukan. I'm celebrating you because you were amazing.
I would like to celebrate too. You were great.
She was just your chaperone.
Thank you. I was just chaperoning Akawi as he was inspiring the future generations of people who were making podcasts. And at the end, I went to the bathroom. Do you know what kind of tuition these people pay? I walked in to the Knowledge Village. I walked in... Block 16, okay, guys? Walked right in, and it was average. The experience was average. What,
okay, I have a question.
I've never heard about this university.
This is the thing. It's right in the middle of Knowledge.
You were going to a university bathroom. Mm-hmm, what were you expecting, Annie, besides average?
5-star.
Thank you.
If you're in a private university, you expect 5-star.
Why wouldn't you expect 5-star?
That's a fair point.
Sunny, always raising the standards.
Because it's a university.
I'm
100% sure that your bathroom in Dubai Mall is not 5-star. Because she didn't give it 5-star.
No, but it's pretty fabulous. My bathroom in Switzerland University was fabulous.
We're sticking to the UAE. In the last episode, Ali Shaban said he went to Paris and you get to select the temperature if you want it hot or cold. That blew my mind. I want to stick to Shataf in the UAE.
Did you just hear what he said? There's a view of the lake. That alone raises the ranks. Guys, we're savages. But let me just finish this report and then we'll move on to investigative journalism.
And that's the university campus bathroom?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So clearly we have to raise our standards. But that's what we're here for.
In block 16.
So you walk in. It's okay. The shataf is the regular, the one that kind of leaks.
The plastic one.
The plastic one that leaks kind of from the bottom, right?
Mm. With the metal sphere. Mm. Yeah, I gotcha.
You know?
Old school.
But the pressure, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Exactly. They get points on the pressure points on the temperature, but the weather's nice outside. So I don't know. The summertime is going to be truly the test of the shataf report.
Test. Oh, yes.
Because in this time, the weather's nice outside. The temperature's going to be good no matter what.
So, because khazan al-maya al-saf, yani, because the water.
We'll find out. But
you're not in Lebanon. You're in the UAE. It's probably not on the roof.
Wait till the summer, bro. Now, wait. Mark this episode. We're going to flashback.
We'll come back to this.
Okay? And the toilet paper, 2-ply. But for the tuition, should be 3-ply. That's what I feel.
I agree.
You know?
So, what's the rating?
The rating, sadly, my first 3. This is a 3.
You got a 3?
Yeah, because the water pressure was good.
Bro, thank God. Before she was giving 5s as it was for free, bro.
No, it wasn't. I gave you great thrones in the city to go to for our first 2 episodes. Confirmed by Sunny, who
is
an unbiased
third party.
Honestly,
until now, I'd only try Kenoya's.
You tried it?
No, I didn't.
You haven't?
No.
Yo.
clearly he's wasting time.
Have you tried
in between
the bathroom
episodes.
In Kenoya?
No, I don't like going to bathrooms in restaurants.
Hence that's why the public
only,
service.
That's the only restaurant that's worth it.
They have a Japanese.
Apparently, it's the one that
I've been to Japan.
It's the one that Drake gifted DJ Khaled.
Fine. I've been to Japan. I've tried it all.
Yeah. So
it's the same one.
This is that experience in Dubai. So it's actually, it cleans itself, et cetera.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was the Shataf report. And please, you know what? As I've been going through the city, people have been telling me about places. Please send in your recommendations. I am now so
Reem
excited.
Reem will test them all.
Yeah, I was at Beth Mariam last night. I got two recommendations. I will go test them. I am going to do this.
And if
I'm
you want
paid.
Someone to try the food, me and Othia are available. But
no. Pre-event, post-event.
Any...
Sunny,
PR. I'll do the PR. These are true.
Please, let's blow the Shataf report up.
Let's do it.
Forget the show.
Akawi and I will try your food. Reem will try our Shataf.
We'll do a photo shoot.
Yes.
Do a photo shoot. With the Shataf.
Wearing
couture.
You do a 007 thing.
So chic.
007 thing.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's
just,
got like that
that's
wet
so
hair.
Done. Why? Think of something more original.
Tell me something original, Sunny.
I don't know. I have to figure it out.
We're in the desert.
You just said a couture photo shoot.
We're in the desert.
In the desert.
It's dry. But the only...
Wearing a dress. Oh my God. Feathers everywhere. I can see it.
On that note...
Have a beautiful week.
This marks the end of the show.
Have a great week.
Have a great week.
It's been lovely hosting.
I'm Othia. I love you. Antrim, I love you. Sunny,
love you.
We love you, Sunny.
Thank you so much for having me.
We adore you.
Thanks for coming through. We are honored.
We love you all. Ma'asalama.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.